On behalf of the National Agriculture Organization, commonly referred to as NARO, I take this opportunity to welcome to Uganda and particularly to the National Experts Committee meeting during the 30th Ordinary Meeting of Council of Ministers of Africa RISE, convened by the Minister of Agriculture, Animal Industry, Fisheries, on behalf of the Government of Uganda. Ladies and gentlemen, we greatly value the contribution and partnership of Africa RISE to the development of the rice industry, and we are happy to be part of the struggle to transform the rice industry in Africa, championed by Africa RISE. I take this opportunity to welcome other development partner institutions like IRI, SIAT, IITA, African Development Bank, JICA, the donor community, etc., etc. As the first country in East Africa to join Africa RISE as a member state in 2007, we are grateful to our government for the support and continued commitment it has made. Since then, we have made significant gains in the rice research and development and strengthened the rice value chain guided by the 10-year National Rice Development Strategy and Agriculture Sector Strategic Plan. These frameworks have prioritized rice as one of the 13 strategic enterprises to address food security, household income, and export earnings. Ladies and gentlemen, prior to 2007, NARO had a lean human capacity of only 2 full-time staff on rice commodity. But together with partnership with Africa RISE, a total of PhD students and staff have been supporting long-term training and 6 Master of Science degree, and several short-term training courses have been conducted. I must admit, this has immensely strengthened the research capacity in this country. In the 9 years we have worked in partnership with Africa RISE, 13 new rice varieties have been released, and prior to that, we had just released only 3 varieties as a country. The area under rice production in 2007 was only 119,000 hectares, with a production level of 162,000 metric tons of mill rice and 250,000 metric tons of unmilled rice. And the average yield at that time was 1.4 tons for mill rice, and for unmilled rice was 2.1. But since the relationship began, and in March we have been moving on, I must admit we have made significant inroads, and this has been demonstrated by the increase in acreage from 119,000 hectares to 138,000 hectares, with the production of close to 260,000 metric tons of mill rice and 400,000 metric tons of unmilled rice. In terms of conversion, I'd like to share a few. We have moved on. We are now getting close to 1.9 tons per hectare of mill rice and 2.9 tons of unmilled rice per hectare. These figures, ladies and gentlemen, demonstrate a 16%, 36%, and 38% increments in area under cultivation, mill and unmilled rice tons per hectare respectively. Since joining Africa RISE as a member country, I'd like to submit Uganda has received support of to a cumulative total of more than $700,000. Now, when you look at our member country contributions over the 9 years and at a rate of $18,000 per annum, we've so far contributed close to $162,000. But compared to the benefits, the financial gains, and that one doesn't mean I have computed even those who have received training is not inclusive. So when you look at it, actually, economic, I think you've done close to about $1 million from Africa Rise. And during that period, Uganda has participated in 7 collaborative rice projects since actually joining Africa Rice. And these include rice breeding for Africa. And out of that project, we developed and released 3 upland rice varieties that have 15% yield advantage over previous varieties. We have trained staff, scientists, and technicians on modern breeding tools. 2, we participate in the stress-tolerant rice for Africa and South Asia, commonly referred to as TRASA. In the process, we develop and release drought-tolerant upland rice, the Rica 5. We have supported seed production. The 3rd project has been on green super rice. And in the process, we develop and release 3 lowland rice varieties. Ladies and gentlemen, the 4th project has been on mitigating the impacts of climate change and rice disease resistance in East Africa. And in the process, we support research and capacity building. And we release several resistant genes that show stability in high temperature against rice, blast, and bacterial blight. And we have identified them and made them available to breeders. The 5th project has been the Global Affairs Canada, formerly the former Canadian International Development Agency, CIDA. And here we look at the aspects of the total value chain, including post-harvest and value addition project. I'd like to submit, we have adapted gender-responsive post-harvest technologies that have economic gain of at least $136.08 per hectare. And during threshing per season, these technologies have reduced labor costs for women by 60%. During the process too, we characterize the rice husk. We show that the local rice husk are suitable for several industrial applications, including source of energy. Ladies and gentlemen, we generated information on quantitative and qualitative post-harvest losses in rice. Now we know that Uganda loses about $45 million annually through physical loss against the annual imports of $30 million. Ladies and gentlemen, the 6th project has been on global rice partnerships. Greece, we supported research and capacity building. And on this point, I'd like to admit to the congregation that I myself and the DG Africa Rice, we are members exactly of Greece, and we provide service to the oversight committee. Ladies and gentlemen, the 7th actually area that we have been working hand in hand with Africa Rice is on the Emergency Rice Initiative. And here we supported seed production, some of which are marketed to other countries. And the 8th has been support to agricultural research for developing strategic crops in Africa. And here I'd like to submit that we supported the Rice Hub concept, where all stakeholders along the value chain have shared roles and responsibilities in a specific target area of the hub. We have this in Olueng and Doho. These are rice schemes, and they're spread out across the country, managed by farmers, and they're getting actually good or yields from them, and we build their capacity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, despite these recorded gains, Uganda has intervention areas that need concerted efforts. One key area which you normally get challenged by is the issue of, we look at the difference of what the yields that farmers are getting, the yield gaps. The on-farm yields are not commensurate to what you're seeing actually on station. Now, the big question is, how can there be that kind of gap? You've been talking about the seed systems, you're talking about improved seeds, you're talking about fertilizer usage, you're talking about pest disease management. If you build the capacity of the farmers, and through partnership with Africa Rice, I think can form a very formidable force. And I must admit, the yield gap issue can be surmounted. So I believe in this meeting, some of these issues will come up. I'd like to submit, of the 750 rice mills in the country, up to 70%, and this actually in numerical terms, 625, are cottage mills that produce poor grade rice with low head rice of 55 to 60%. And this is just about 0.3%, which is mainly at impurities. We don't have the right kind of destoners. Are these technologies, are they working out? Why don't we adopt it? And I'd like to submit, the market competitive head rice is 75% and above. Notwithstanding this, Uganda possesses some mechanized interventions that have demonstrated value of investment along the value chain. A case in point is Tilda Uganda Limited. Tilda Uganda's highly mechanized rice farm with modern rice processing facility, that means 130 tons of rice per day, and this has captured 20% of the rice processing market share. Much of this rice is sold in supermarkets at competitive prices. This implies that processing is one of the major challenges. Two, we have a farm called the Vinayak Agro Farm. This one too has got highly mechanized farming equipment for upland rice production. There are four combined harvesters. Vinayak is promoting the narrow Africa rice developed technologies like the Arika and Namche varieties. During the first trial, this first season trial, I'd like to submit this farm opened up to 1,200 hectares of land, and then the average yield is close to about 3.6 tons per hectare, and this one is a bit close actually to the on-station actually kind of yields. And this farm is poised to go into seed production and to build the capacity of the outlying farmers. And I believe they're moving in the right direction. Thirdly, is the modern rice farming that covers 600 hectares in Lukaya, in one of our clear areas in Uganda towards the west, with support from Chinese partners. It has helped to promote rice production among modern farming equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to congratulate and attribute these achievements to our partners like the Japanese International Cooperation Agency, International Rice Research Institute, Food and Agriculture Research Organization, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa, and other sister institutions in the country, in particular Makerere University. I wish to thank you all and wish a profitable deliberation. It's there my pleasure at this juncture to officially declare this meeting open for God and my country.